안녕하세요, 릴리아나입니다. Hi, I am Liliana. Welcome to my podcast, K-Drama Time. I hope everything is going good in your lives. Today, I will talk about the drama called It's Okay Not to Be Okay that finished almost 2 weeks ago. As always, I want to clarify that I don't know how to speak Korean and that also I'm not an expert in K-dramas. So, with nothing more to add, let's start this episode. As you know, first I will give you some information about the show and then I will share my opinion. Well, the drama It's Okay Not to Be Okay, or Psycho But It's Okay, was emitted from June 20th to August 9th of 1990 by TVN Television. It had 16 episodes and Netflix was the one in charge of broadcasting this show at international level. I think that it wasn't a hit in Korea, but it got good ratings at global scale. Sorry, I want to make a clarification. The year in which was emitted this K-drama was in 1919. It was 2020, sorry. The gender of this show is obviously drama, but also it has romance and some psychological aspects. In addition, in some parts, it combines some animations that are kind of Tim Burton style, but freak out, this technique is only used when someone starts to read a fairy tale. The main actors in this show are the beautiful Soo Jae-chi, the handsome Kim So-young, and the talented Oh Young-se. Of these three, I only knew So-young. But at the end, I finished loving all of them. Kim So-young is well known because of his appearance in dramas as The Moon Embracing the Sun, My Love from the Star, and Dream High. This drama was the first one that he took part after having finished his military service. Well, the story that the show tells is the one related to Moongante life, interpreted by Kim So-young, an orphan caregiving in a mental hospital, and how his life changes after meeting this particular girl called Koo Moon-young, played by Soo Jae-chi, who gets obsessed with him. She's a very successful children's author, and also she's a person that has an antisocial personality disorder, which is characterized by impulsive, irresponsible, and often criminal behavior. The actress really does a great job interpreting this character. Both of them, Moongante and Koo Moon-young, have a heartbreaking story that turns out to be related somehow since they were children, but they don't realize this at the beginning. Gante's story is related to the murder of his mother, and Moon Young's story is related to her broken family. Through the show, you will be able to get to know the relation between the families of these two characters. And also, you are going to watch how the relationship evolves and how the relationship they have with the people in the Oak Psychiatric Hospital, the one where Gante works, change during the show. In addition, Gante has an older brother called Moongsante, played by Oh Young-se, who has an autistic spectrum disorder that involves persistent challenges in social interaction, speech, and nonverbal communication. You will be able to see how Gante's life was because of that, but also how Gante starts to develop a relationship with Moon-young and other characters, and that's one of the things that I like the most in this show. Two curious facts about this show are that the director of the hospital where Gante worked is played by Kim Chang-won, who also worked with Song Yoon in the drama My Love from the Star. But I think that he is more recognized in Korea for his music career than for his acting career. The second fact is that the actress Kim Mi Jung that plays the mom of one of Ganten's friends, commonly appears in many shows as the mother of the main character or as someone else's mother. Actually, while filming this show, she was also taking part of another drama called Did We Love, which I might talk about in another episode. It was funny because I saw an Instagram post that said in the description that she was the mom of Korea. Having said all of that, at the beginning I was skeptical about watching this show, that even having watched the first episode, and as happened to me with the missing pop-up part, the trailer wasn't helpful at all. I also was hesitant about doing this episode related to It's Okay Not to Be Okay, because there are so many different reviews due to it was a recent program, and also because through this podcast I wanted to present some dramas that maybe are not really well known. However, after having finished the last episode, I was really pleased with the whole show, so I wanted to share some of my thoughts about it. The thing that I liked the most was maybe the thing that also I wasn't sure about at the beginning: the story. It was different from other Korean programs that I have seen before. Maybe I have watched two other dramas with this tone, and although they are various shows that go beyond the common drama model, they are the minority. I like the fact that even though the relationship between the lead characters was important in the story, also the individual stories of them were important. And not only were their stories important, also Gante's story was, and the ones from the different patients of the Oak Hospital. As you can see from my previous episode, I enjoy having little extra stories inside the main plot. Something really meaningful for me was the evolution of Sante's character, that even though he had a mental disorder, he was able to overcome the difficulties he experienced. About the character of Kyu Moon-yeo, during the first episodes, I don't like her so much. Even though some people said that she was a great character, I couldn't see that. Maybe I didn't really take into account that part of her behavior was related with the mental disorder she had, and I only saw her as a somehow childish girl. But as the drama was coming to an end, I was able to appreciate this character and the great evolution she had. I have to say that it also was satisfactory to watch how Gante overcome everything that he was carrying behind. There are two scenes in the last episodes of this drama that are kind of recreation of scenes from the first episodes. One is related to a deer and the other to a love confession. When you watch it, you will laugh hard because they are really funny. Also, one song that got stuck in my head after watching this drama was one called Wake Up by Elaine. I really like it and I recommend you listen to it, but the last part of the song is a little bit special, let's say, so don't get confused. Another thing that I love about this show and that is not related to the plot was the outfits that the female lead wore. Some were a little bit too much, but in general I got impressed by the costume department. I would like to have some of those dresses. Finally, it was great to watch again the handsome Song Yung, and also the children's acting was pretty impressive. So, my recommendation is that you should watch It's Okay Not to Be Okay. To finish, I will leave you a curious fact about Korea and a recommendation of a great Korean course if you are interested in the language. The curious fact of today is related to the numeration system in Korea. In this country, you have two different systems. The Sino-Korean numbers, that are the ones based on the Chinese language, and the native Korean numbers. The former is used to say building floor, count money, or count months and years. The latter is used to count people, things, or years. One thing that is even crazier is that when Korean people tell the time, they use Korean numbers to say the hours and Sino-Korean numbers to say the minutes. I will try to count until 10 in both numeric systems, so don't laugh at me, please. First, I will count in the Sino-Korean system that I think is the easiest. So, the first number is 0 and is said young. And then you have il, I, sam, sa, o, yuk, chil, pal, gu, and ship. Then now I will count in the native Korean number system. That is starting from 1. So, hana, dul, set, net, daso, yosod, ilgob, idol, ayob, and yol. So don't laugh at me if I said it wrong. Sorry, I try my best. Now, about the recommendation, if you are interested in learning Korean, the Korean University Yonsei is offering different courses of basic Korean through the webpage Coursera.org. The best part is that they are free access, but if you want to get a diploma, you have to pay around $31. Without anything more to add, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and it was useful. See you next time.